Carolyn.
And I'm Bethany.
And we are
Sisters in Song.
This episode's guest is Lauren Anderson. We met her at Americana Fest, where she was volunteering and helping people like us figure out where the heck we were going.
Yeah, it was so good to meet her, and we're thrilled to have her on our show. She's a very busy lady with touring, recording, and sending out a monthly newsletter to all of her fans. So cool.
And she's another fellow Midwesterner, originally from Chicago.
Here's a little more about Lauren. This soulful rocker, originally from Chicago, has had a passion for singing throughout her entire life. Growing up in a household that was rich in music, her influences were widely varied from artists such as Susan Tedeschi, Bonnie Raitt, the Pointer Sisters, Eva Cassidy, Etta James, Joss Stone, Kelly Clarkson, and many more.
Despite these modern musical influences, Lauren was classically trained throughout most of her early life. She began classical piano lessons at the age of 8, was an active member of several choirs, and began taking classical vocal lessons when she began high school. She eventually took her love of singing to the Quad Cities and obtained a bachelor's degree in music with an emphasis on voice at Augustana College. Initially, she planned to become an opera singer, but quickly realized that rock and soul music were more her style.
Well, tonight we have the pleasure of welcoming Lauren Anderson to our podcast. Welcome, Lauren.
Welcome, Lauren.
I'm so excited to be here.
It's so good to see you and catch up with you after meeting you in Nashville a few months ago.
Yes. Seems like it was, some days it seems like it was just like 2 days ago, and other days it seems like it was like
forever ago.
Long time.
Seriously. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Time is tricky.
Oh my gosh. For sure.
So you're coming to us tonight from Nashville, and we're going to pick your brain about all things music. So First, tell us what led you to a career as a musician.
Oh my gosh. What did lead me? I really wanted a life of self-hatred and no, I'm just kidding. Oh, am I getting too real all of a sudden? No, I have been singing since I can remember. In fact, my parents tell me stories of when I was in preschool. Like, I would regularly interrupt the teacher who was explaining some game and be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I have a song for that. And just start making up a song, which I'm sure was cute, maybe like the first one or two times, but for sure it got old. I'm sure they weren't very good songs, but I just always been singing. I grew up in choir and then started playing piano when I was 8, and didn't start playing guitar till college, but I just have always loved music. I think it's like, it's just been my constant. And I think, I kind of took a non-direct path into the music industry, as I guess a lot of us do. But it always just felt like being a musician, even on my worst day, this is where I need to be.
Yay. Yay. I love that. That's like a fate type of thing, which is always cool. So Absolutely. Tell us about your leap from your initial interest in singing opera to changing it up and going soul and rock music.
Yeah, but like what a difference.
Yeah.
I said I grew up in choir, and so I was told that I was old enough to take voice lessons when I was a freshman in high school, which of course I felt like I've been singing forever. Why is this, like 14-year-old me was so impatient. I was so excited, but the only option was classical. And so I really fell in love with classical music. I didn't realize that there were other options. If I wanted to study music, it felt like it was classical or musical theater. Like, I didn't know of any other options. Be that because of, maybe I'm dating myself because of like when it was, or maybe it was just because of ignorance. But I also loved classical. So I went to undergrad for opera, and I remember having this moment. I think I was a freshman and I was in the library with a bunch of other opera majors, and we were having some nerdy conversation about operas, and everybody was talking about their favorite opera, and I was just sitting there being like, I have nothing to add to this conversation. I was just like, I had this like out of body moment where I was like, maybe this isn't what I should be doing. But then my next feeling was sheer fear, because like, if it's not this, then what is it? So out of stubbornness, I finished my degree, and I'm glad I did. I got a lot out of that program. There was one summer I got to go and live in Nova Feltria, Italy, and like tour with an opera and, you know, learn Italian. Not that I remember any of it, but I got a lot of really cool opportunities out of that path, even though I am a terrible opera singer.
I'm sure that is not true.
That helps with your singing now too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Cause that's a strong voice that you have to have in order to do that kind of singing.
Just think about it. When opera was really like up and coming, I guess, or like in the main field, in the mainstream music, those opera singers, there was no like amplification. They had to sing over an entire symphony or orchestra. Like, it's wild. Like, the way that you just, you know, learn how to project. I always kind of wondered, like, how did the first human ever come across figuring out that the voice could do that? You know what I mean? Like, how wild would that be?
So you dove into rock and soul, and you know what, as far as, you know, being a musician, what would you say about that is the hardest part?
I don't know. I think that when it comes to, at least what I struggle with in the industry, I don't know that it necessarily relates to the genre I'm in. Although I guess opera is just a whole different game. But like with rock and soul, I don't know. I guess I don't have a good answer for that.
That's okay.
I think sometimes with soul music in particular, there is so much musical talent. The chord progressions in that the music and like the ways that, you know, voices just kind of like float around the melody and like pick out all the blue notes. There's just like a lot of skill needed to be in soul music. And so, you know, my imposter syndrome a lot of the times tells me that's not where I should live, you know, but I'm also not 100% in soul music. I'm in kind of Americana blues rock, like you said. So, you know, I kind of like to take what I feel good about, you know, and mesh a lot of different genres and just kind of make it my own Lauren Anderson vibe, I guess.
Going kind of back to that same question, in general, in the music business or as a musician, what do you find challenging?
So much. So much. I think that currently what I'm finding challenging is that it just is easier the younger you are. You know, I'm really glad that I went and got, you know, education, but there's a part of me that wishes that I had just started when I was 18, because you're just like a spring, you're just a young, young little spring chicken then, and you've got all the energy in the world. And now I just want to like, you know, it just is tired constantly coming up with the next best song and marketing it and then booking all of the stuff and wearing every single hat and then also trying to figure out how to pay the bills and also not only be a musician and be a person and go out and just hang out with friends. And, you know, it's just, there's a lot of juggling. And I think, you know, maybe it's a blessing that like right now, I guess when we're recording, it's kind of a slow part of the season for musicians. And as frustrating that is, sometimes it's kind of a nice, sometimes you just need to take a breather, you know, so that you don't burn yourself out. I guess the burnout is the biggest thing for me.
There's so much now that is different from like, even when we were kids, you know, with it constant, oh, I have to post content and I have to, you know, it's never ending. So that really makes me, you know, that makes me come to a question that we often ask, which is, as a musician and as a, you know, touring person and a creative, how do you maintain your mental and physical well-being? Balancing all of the things.
Yeah, I think I have a lot of like side hobbies that I just try to find a good balance with. I mean, literally right before this, I was reading a book, you know, that I'm really getting into, and I have a dog. I don't know if you can hear me sitting on a bone right behind me, and, you know, and so I'll try to go hiking with him as much as I can. And I like to do mountain biking and just, like I also like to cross stitch. So like I think that just like the hobbies that, sometimes I think being creative, it's almost nice to have like secondary and third, fourth creative outlets, because if your job, if what's making your money is one creative thing and that's the only place you can be creative, it just, I don't know, it just feels like you need an outlet to be creative that's not, there's not as much pressure on it,
Yeah, something
Oh, I blew it
completely
away.
unrelated.
Yeah,
That
that
makes
makes
that
total sense.
you can be creative
Absolutely.
and no one's going, that's the next
Exactly.
hit or
Exactly. It's
yeah.
literally like the amount of cross stitch patterns I've done and they're sitting in like collecting dust and
Love
like like I'm not gonna do anything with them, but I really enjoy making them. And I think that's
Yes.
good. You have to
That's
have
me
a
with diamond painting, so I totally understand.
Yes. I've
Yeah.
been wanting to try that.
It's fun. It's
Oh, it's
addicting.
addicting.
Yes, but I'm the same. I buy all these kits and I'm like, when am I gonna have time to do all these? But I
Literally.
try to, yeah, I try to,
Put
where
them,
am I
but
gonna put them? Yeah,
yeah.
but I try to make
Right,
time
yeah.
for it because you're right. It's just having that outlet of
Yeah.
it, you can just sit there and do it and not think.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
it's not for anybody else other than you, Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's a
Absolutely.
great way to keep mentally
Yes. Yes.
healthy and just kind of distract yourself, really.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so now I'm going to go back to the songwriting process. Tell us a little bit about your process and do you find that you come up with lyrics first, melody first? Is it kind of a combination of both, or how does that work for you when you're now that you're in the writing and doing songwriting right now, you can
Yeah.
probably answer this a little easier.
Yeah. It definitely varies a lot, especially with when you're co-writing, you're kind of you're there to co-write. It's not just about one person's process, which is kind of the beauty of it. Recently, I feel like I've been very much in the words first element. I kind of so one thing that I've started to do, I write songs for a lot of companies that are like their custom song rights for people who order them for like an anniversary or something. And so it's a
Cool.
lot of
Pretty
just like
cool.
cheesy, like make somebody feel really good about, like something that somebody could gift to their spouse or something. And I really enjoy kind of, learning about these strangers' lives and putting them into music. And so that obviously always starts with the words, but then I'm literally recording and I've got a home studio here, and I have this like program where people can come in and like I give them the experience of being a Nashville musician. And so we and
Wow.
it's a little bit of like every different type of like there's some kids who, are musicians and they just want to experience being in a studio, and then there's some families who are like we're just in Nashville and we want to take a
Fun.
break from Broadway or something. And so it basically the whole point is to write and record a demo and kind of get the experience. And so that I also always start with lyrics. So I have found in doing all of that type of songwriting that I feel like my forte is melody. Like when I have the lyrics on the page, first of all, the lyrics they just take longer for me to figure out, what you want to say. And I find that if you don't have a melody kind of bopping around your head, you really can focus on saying what you want to say. But then when I get stuck, sometimes I'll toggle back and forth between the melody and the words, or maybe I'll find a beat and I'll be like, I really want to go with this vibe. But I've found that a lot of the times once I have like the lyrics on a page, it kind of feels like they kind of talk to you in a way. Like that sounds really cheesy, but like all of a sudden a melody just gets in your head and it's like the song tells you what it wants to sound like. So that's kind of been my most recent, I guess,
I
progression.
love it.
Hey, musicians, are you looking for quality live show photos to highlight your work? Look no further than Summer Lee. Summer specializes in concert photography, and she's booking now in the Chicago and Nashville areas. She also travels and is tour ready. Find her on Instagram at summerlee.photo or Facebook at Summer Lee Photo. Hit her up on DM for rates and availability. Summer shot for us at Americana Fest last September, and we can guarantee that she is the real deal and a true professional.
Follow-up question to that then. So if you have, do you ever have ones where you go, these lyrics just aren't working and they're not giving me a melody? And
All
how
the
do you get
time.
unstuck from that?
I don't know. I If we all knew the answers, right, we wouldn't have writer's block. But
Exactly.
I actually had this one song recently that I actually recycled the melody because it's a song that's really, it's one that I've been trying to write for 20 years. Like it's a really personal song. So it's, I'm giving it extra space. And I wrote the lyrics and I was kind of happy with the lyrics, but I didn't love the melody. And so I repurposed it for one of the custom songs. And I've been meaning to go back and kind of think of what the melody needs. I think, but I don't, I guess I don't know. I haven't had a solution. Sometimes when I'm stuck, I'll bring it to a co-write or a friend, and you know, and like they'll maybe have another idea. But some there's some ideas that you know you have that just you want to kind of keep as yours. You know, that sounds selfish, but like if it's a really personal subject, it's just you know that's just how it is sometimes. And I don't know. I think then there's been other songs where I've started with the concept and it didn't go anywhere, and then years later, I will come up with a brand new melody and lyrics, and all of a sudden, I'm glad that that initial song didn't go anywhere because I recycled the idea and came up with a better one and found that really I just wasn't meant to write that song at that point, you know? I think patience
Yes, I
is the
love
biggest.
that.
Maybe patience, I think, is maybe the biggest. Maybe that's the answer, is just patience. Because sometimes I
Yeah, to
even
walk
think,
away.
right. Well, and sometimes I even think writer's block is really just, obviously it's tough when you're like actually have a deadline, but it's really just our body and our mind's way of being like, just take a break. Like, just breathe for a second. It's gonna be okay. The world's gonna keep moving. We're gonna come
That's a
back to this.
good way to think about it instead of being
Yes.
frustrated with it, being like, oh,
Exactly.
it's time for a break. So no,
Right.
I think we should think about it more like that than
Yes.
these are the worst lyrics I've ever written. I never want to look at this again.
I'm going to
We
burn this
all do.
notebook and throw it
I
across
know. Oh, and
the
actually that, okay, that makes me think of another story that I, when I took a creative writing class in high school, and I will never forget, probably because he swore. I don't know if we can swear on this podcast,
Oh,
but
yes, you can.
okay.
Yes, you
Okay.
can.
But I what he told me, and you know, I'm like a 17-year-old kid, so this is exciting. But he basically was like, you have to write 1,000 shitty pages to get to one good one. And I've never forgotten that. And so like every time I'm sitting there writing what I think is a terrible song, I'm just like, well, we're just getting it out of the way so I can get to the great song.
Yes,
You know?
that's true.
Yep.
Someone the other day we spoke with said it's like stepping stones. Like the stepping stones to get you to the actual song. I'm like, oh yeah, that's good. Or
Absolutely.
we always called it the on ramp. Like it's the on ramp of
Yes.
this, you know.
Yeah.
So
Yep.
when you're
Exactly.
writing as and for Lauren Anderson, where do you draw inspiration from?
Most of them are definitely personal experiences. Every once in a while, I'll write a song that just is kind of a fun throwaway song. But so my master's is in music therapy, and so I just really got into a habit. You know, music is just very much an outlet for me and for a lot of people. And so, you know, when I'm having a really bad day, I'll sit down and I'll write a song, and sometimes people hear it, and sometimes it's just for me. But so yeah, I definitely try to pull personal experiences, either of my own or just situations that I've seen around me. I just think, you know, you write what you know.
So when you're not, we talked a little bit about this already, but when you're not doing music, what's your favorite thing to go out and do and just in Nashville in general?
I feel like when I'm going out, it's mostly to a show of a friend. This is me, like I talked so much about all my hobbies a second ago, and now I'm fessing up that most of what I do is surrounded by my career. I think that like if it's not music related, it's usually something I'm doing, I guess, solo. It's like it's the those types of hobbies. I don't know. I recently got more back into, I don't know, not recently. I used to be into mountain biking, and then me and a friend of mine went recently again, and I've first of all, discovered that I'm not a spring chicken, and it's a lot harder when you're not in your early 20s. But it's also something that I think I'd like to get back into. I think hiking is a big one. I really like hiking, especially with my dog. Yeah.
What's your dog's name?
Billy, after Billie Holiday.
Oh, yay! What kind
Oh.
of dog?
Beagle mix. So actually, he sings. He will start singing. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
He's
That
looking
is
around.
fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
You guys gonna record a duet?
Oh yeah. Oh, I mean, my social media is all like it's fully comprom like It's all me singing and him just howling along with me.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So what is new? What is coming up for you?
Well, I've been kind of in a like a break mindset recently, but I do have a couple songs that are kind of on deck. One of which I recorded last year, and actually in Muscle Shoals, in the Muscle Shoals Sound
Fun.
Studio. And I just need to get that mixed and probably add maybe like a steel guitar onto it. So that one I'll be releasing sometime this year. And I also have a song that I collaborated with a friend of mine, Tracy Perrin, who, and it's called Seasons Change, and we're planning on releasing it sometime this spring. So,
Exciting.
it is very exciting. It's a song that I am really excited to share with the world. It was a fun one to write. It's been a fun one to perform, and I'm excited to kind of get it out there.
That's super exciting. I can't wait to hear.
Yes, me too.
We have to take a minute to thank our sponsor, Brought Farm Designs. Brought Farm Designs offers the most adorable, handmade, washable, durable cat and dog bandanas and collar scrunchies. Our dogs look absolutely ravishing in theirs. Don't you want your dogs and cats to look as cool as ours? The coolest thing is that they hook onto the collar so you don't have to worry about them falling off or worry about them ending up in someone's mouth. They are perfect and they are adorable. Did I say they're adorable? Go to BF Designs 7, that's BF DESIGNS 7 on Instagram and send them a message and save 10% off your first order with the code SistersInSong. Our dogs wholeheartedly approve.
Okay, now we're going to ask you the big four. First gig, best gig, or favorite gig. All the info where it happened and all of that stuff.
Ooh, okay, so first gig is
Yep,
part,
yep.
okay. The first gig was probably some choir concert when I was a kid. I actually just had the random memory. Here's a moment for me to brag. I had a random memory because one of my friends is going to Paris with her boyfriend soon, and she's like, "Oh, talking about all the things she is probably gonna go see, and Notre Dame is one of them." And I was like, "Oh my God!" When I was in, I don't remember how old. I think 16. I did a choir tour over there, and we got to sing in Notre
Wow.
Dame. Isn't
Oh,
that
how cool
insane?
is that?
Like, and
Amazing.
how much is that wasted on a 16? Like, I didn't care.
Right.
Like,
I know. Yes.
stupid
That's so
16-year-old
funny.
Lauren.
Yeah.
That should be my best one, but I have very few. It was a while ago. But I think my best gig probably was I got to open for Beth Hart years ago in Kansas
Cool.
City, and it was, just at this gorgeous theater, Uptown Theater in Kansas City. So there's several thousand people there, and Beth Hart's just a powerhouse. So I got to meet her and chat with her, and just, I don't know. I think that was just, it was one of those things where it was like I got to play my own set in front of her fans, and then I got to kind of go like up to this little balcony area that wasn't like it wasn't open to the public, and just kind of sit there by myself and just like I felt like I was in church. You know what I mean? Like I was just getting like inspiration from her. Like at one point she's like walking around and like engaging the crowd and just her, I don't know. It was exciting because it was like I got to perform, but I also felt like I got like a master class from
Oh,
her.
cool.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
cool.
So, Lauren, who are your influences?
When I was growing up, I mean, probably still now too, I think it started with any female singer who just had a huge voice. I found, looking back, I didn't have this insight then, but looking back, I think that I was just drawn to any female voice who just wasn't holding back. You know what I mean? Because like,
Yeah.
so in so much in a lot of society, what girls were told to just smile and be quiet and be polite, and I didn't want to do that. And here you see all these like rock stars and soul singers with who are just not only telling the truth, but they're being loud while they're doing it. And I thought that was so cool. So I grew up listening to, like Whitney Houston and Etta James and Bonnie Raitt and Susan Tedeschi and then Beth Hart so basically any loud, big-voiced female artist is kind of my home base.
Love it.
Love it.
What are you currently listening to on repeat?
Am I listening to? Do I want to admit it? You know who I've actually really been getting into is Ashley McBride.
Oh, I love her.
She's so good. She's so great. I really love ZZ Ward. I mean, in this playlist that I've been listening to recently, also like Andy Grammer's been, even though he's just like a good feeling. It's great music.
Yes.
Like yep. It's catchy. Mm-hmm. Like it just puts you in a good mood. But yeah, those are Sheryl Crow's on here too. I love her. Those are kind of the on repeats recently.
Very cool. Yeah, Andy Grammer's fun to see live if you get a chance.
Oh, that would be cool. I've never
seen
him.
Super fun.
Yeah.
All right. So what advice would you give to new songwriters and or musicians?
I feel like I have a lot of advice. I think being patient is like the big thing. Like, you know, I actually used to have a podcast briefly. I didn't hang on to it very long because I found out it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. We will not lie about that.
Okay. Yeah.
There we are.
No. So, but the number one thing, you know, I heard from musicians when I was interviewing people was that a lot of their success, they attributed to just not quitting, like no matter what, just keep going. You know, so I think being patient is a big thing, but I also think just go and meet people and don't, you know, don't be weird about networking, just like make friends and find solid connections, you know, especially in the industry. And that's going to be what you build your career on, is just going to shows and supporting people and, you know, and just being a decent human being. Like that's, you know, it's like we overthink networking and really it's just going out and not being an asshole.
Perfect. Yes. Perfect.
Perfect. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. And I think, okay, so now we're going to talk about sharing a song. We'd love to have you share a song with our listeners. Please tell us the song name and what it's about.
I would love to share a song I put out in October of 2023. And this song, I wrote this one faster than I think, you know, every song has a different process. And this one just kind of like spilled out of me one day. And it was basically, I was writing a ton of those custom songs for strangers who are in love. And it just had this moment where I was just like, how is it that I fell into this job when I'm like so single, I'm so single. And I just, I don't know. This song just kind of poured out of me. And so I released it, you know, a little over a year ago. And it recently actually, won a Josie Award for Best Americana Song.
Oh,
and I got to go, like the award show was at the Grand Ole Opry. I got to like go on that iconic stage and basically go up there and like thank my exes because I wouldn't have written the song so I don't know. I think that song to me, I don't know. I think that it's a good reminder that when just to be honest in the process, you know, and no matter what part of the process and, you know, cause it was kind of like a sad moment for me, you know, even though I'm laughing about it now, it was kind of a tough thing for me to write about. And then all of a sudden it just kind of took me in places I didn't even know I would be ending up in. So it was an exciting moment for me. So I'd love to share that song.
Tell us the title once more.
It's called Love Again.
Darling, please, I see you looking at me. I didn't mean to cause a scene. Just want you to know what I mean. I'll let you in, and you spit me out. I don't know why I care when you've never truly been there. And I'm just wanna love again.
Okay, so now it's time for your shameless plug. Where can we find your socials? Where can we find your website, hear your music, see you live, all of those fun things?
LaurenAndersonMusic.com is probably the best home place. But if you type in Lauren Anderson Music on most of the socials, or just Lauren Anderson if you're trying to find my music on streaming platforms. If you just type in Lauren Anderson in a Google search, though, there's a million of us. So it's always a safe bet to add music on the
music.
End. I'll be up there on the top then.
Good stuff.
Very good.
Cool.
Stuff.
Well, Lauren, thank you so much. I'm so glad we got to meet you in person before we did this interview.
I know.
And how cool to have you on our show. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's always cool when we get to meet somebody before we talk to them on our show. And it's cool because when we were doing our interviews in Nashville, we got to meet Lauren at the hotel where everything was going on and while we were waiting for people, and just got to talking about music and asked her to be on our podcast.
I thought it was fun talking to her tonight too. And I learned so many other facets of music, like writing the songs for other people. I mean, I knew I could do that, but it was still really cool to talk to someone that actually like writes the songs for other people. And then that she has people do like the Nashville recording experience in her house. I was like, what?
That's super neat. Like,
that's really cool. And I'm excited because she has new music that's going to be coming out in this year.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for being on our show.
Thanks for listening to Sisters in Song. Follow us on all social media platforms at Sisters in Song Podcast. And follow us wherever you stream your podcasts. If you like our show, please like and follow us on all of your social media. Please feel free to share.